martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. Is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Yes, folks, we are living in end times. This Bible, this Word of God, is alive in my hands. For I worship a living God, the Creator God of Israel, Yahuwah, and have salvation through our kinsman redeemer, Yahushua HaMashiach, the truth, the way, the life. Right before the break, I was speaking with Chance about controlled opposition movements, specifically the Goyim Defense League and their leader, Handsome Truth. Please continue, Chance.
Yeah, Chris, I tend to believe you, okay? Now, the reason I bring this up is not to cause dissension, but I just hate being mind screwed. It doesn't sit well with me. It makes me wonder just who the hell people really are. If they're going to support somebody like this, it makes me wonder.
Yeah.
I said, it just doesn't sit well with me.
No.
And that's why I brought it up.
You're absolutely right.
I don't like being taken for an idiot or taken for a fool when I hear this. Yes, go ahead.
No, that's exactly how I felt when I went down there and met them in person. I felt like I was taken for a fool. I was taken for a ride. Here they are hanging out with sodomites and liars, heathens, homosexuals. They're disingenuous. They're not followers of God. They don't mean anything they say. I truly believe that John Eugene Menatio II is a puppet. Stooge. He was an actor. He had an acting career. And I don't think he's changed. I still think he's an actor. I just think he has different employers. That's all. And I just want to read you a scripture, and then I'll turn it back to you.
If I can interrupt you for a minute. My problem comes when other so-called alternative patriot people support him and give him a spotlight. This is where the problem comes in with me.
Yes.
So you were saying, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. What I'm saying is this. The people who follow Handsome Truth and Goyim Defense League, it's no different than following the Zionists and their agenda. And I'm going to read to you right from God's Word in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, Just a couple verses here. Chapter 23, verses 13 through 15. Listen to God's word. And this is Yahushua HaMashiach. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut up the rain of the heavens before men, for you do not go in, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you eat up widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. Because of this, you shall receive greater judgment. Here's the kicker. Verse 15. This is to all you following these idiots blindly. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you go about the land and the sea to win one convert. And when he is won, you make him a son of Gehenna twofold more than yourselves. They are twofold the child of hell than these Zionists, than these controlled opposition leaders that they follow blindly.
Well,
what say you, Chief?
It's very disappointing to me when I see people in the so-called patriot alternative media give a platform to these people. It rubs me the wrong way. Because these are people who supposedly care for us, and they're giving them the platform. There's something very wrong with this picture.
Well, you got to be obedient to God first, and you can't please man. And these people, unfortunately, they're following man. They're not fearing God.
Well said, well said. Well, God bless you, and thank you for taking my call now, Chris.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling, Chance. God bless you. Yes. Excellent question. Why are people following this stooge, this heathen, this actor? Why do people follow anybody? They're trying to fill a void that should be filled by the Most High God. We'll take next caller holding Chris in California. Hey, Chris.
Chris, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing very good. Before I get into my main point, I just came across a one-minute TikTok video that I think we're all going to find interesting. It's with our favorite Barbara Lerner Specter. We all know from her comments about, you know, the multicultural invasion of Europe and so on. You're familiar with her?
Yeah, led by Jews. Yes, I'm very familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
With her.
Yeah. And anyway, this comment, she said basically to the effect that there's only 266 people or something like that, in Gaza. And those are the Israeli hostages. And once we get them out, we're going to kill everybody. And the whole world knows it, and the whole world agrees with us.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Hey, she's being honest.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, my main point, I've been hearing a lot recently about how these people are God's chosen people, and especially a lot since this genocidal mass murder campaign began. I think that was October 7th. How they're God's chosen people and so on. Now, you hear Jewish people and Goyim even saying that. And I think it might be beneficial for the listeners to research. You can dig up and either find a written copy or a verbal thing of the Harold Wallace Rosenthal interview from 1976. Now, who was Harold Wallace Rosenthal? He was a senior staffer for Senator Jacob Javits, a Jew of New York, of course, and he wrote the legislation that changed the current immigration policy in the United States to what we have now in 1965. Now, the co-author of the bill was Teddy Kennedy. So generally, when you hear this reference, they say it was Teddy Kennedy's bill. I think that's just to hide the fact that a Jew actually wrote it. And basically what this bill said was that we're going to now, from now on, limit or eliminate the immigration of any white European peoples. Instead, we're going to immigrate brown-skinned peoples from third-world cesspools, which is happening right now. Same thing happening in Europe, obviously, which is all an effort to dilute the white race, and it's all a function of the Jews wanting and hating the white race and wanting to kill everybody white. That's their agenda. Now, in the Harold Wallace interview, and I believe it's a 19-page written document, if you find it, at the very end, he spills the beans. He basically spills the whole Jewish agenda. In the end, he says that, yes, of course we are God's chosen people. But then he says that the dirty little secret is our God is a guy named Lucifer.
Yep. And
he lays the whole thing out. Yeah. Now, just one further comment. While I was researching this all goes back 20 years for me when I found this stuff. At the same time, I was listening to the Benjamin Friedman speech. That was from the Willard Hotel in Washington, D.C. In 1961. And you can find a recording of that. It's kind of a scratchy recording, or you can find the written transcript where he basically lays out the whole Jewish agenda. So he was present, during World War One and World War Two, and he was actually at the Versailles signing treaty and so on. And he lays out the whole agenda, and he became so disgusted with the Jewish agenda that he actually changed his name. It used to be F-R-I-E-D, Friedman. He changed it to F-R-E-E-D, man, and became a Christian. And anyway, that's another very good document and resource for the listeners to investigate, where these people lay the whole thing out, just from insiders, basically. So anyway, that's pretty much the extent of my comment, Chris.
No, you're absolutely correct, and thank you for sharing with the audience.
Okay, my pleasure. Have a great show, and look forward to listening to the rest.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's absolutely right. Yeah, great calls. Harold Wallace Rosenthal. I'm going to quote this Jew, an honest Jew, and this is what he said. And mind you, they killed him 30 days after this candid confession that he made. Listen, our power has been created through the manipulation of the national monetary system. The Federal Reserve System fitted our plan nicely, since it is owned by us. Who? The Edomites, the Jews. But the name implies that it is a government institution, federal. From the very outset, our purpose, whose purpose? The Jews, was to confiscate all the gold and silver, which they did through their puppet presidents of the U.S. Corporation, replacing them with worthless, non-redeemable paper notes. Well, now they're going to flip the script entirely and move to digital currency, as if paper fiat money wasn't bad enough. I digress. We Jews have put issue upon issue to the American people. Then we promote both sides of the issue as confusion reigns. With their eyes fixed on the issues, they fail to see who is behind every scene. We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse. And again, they killed him 30 days after this candid confession about his people. It's unbelievable. These Jews are rabid. Rabid. They really, really are. They are rabid. And these Zionists, with their agenda of death, ethnic cleansing, lying, cheating, stealing, murdering, etc., is all part of the plan, folks. I don't know if that's reassuring or comforting at all, but God's people have eternal life through Yahushua HaMashiach. But these Jews are not God's people, folks. They're not. And I'm going to jump to the next caller. We have Ken holding in Texas. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Chris. You know, I was just thinking, Switzer sounds like a refreshing beverage. So I had to tune in for some refreshing beverage talk. But seriously, oh, and I can't let a good pun slip by without comment. Earlier you were talking about the people in the churches, and you said, you people. So I couldn't let that slip by, you know, as in you, as in lamb, as the church being lambs. So, didn't know if that was intentional or not, but I can't let a good pun slip by without comment.
Thank you.
Cutting to the chase, what I find most interesting about all of this, especially since I've been there, done that, is that when I went to Israel, I actually went there on archaeological dig, so I got to go a lot of places that normal people couldn't go. And got there a couple days early, so I had time to cruise around Jerusalem, but because I got there on a Thursday, I couldn't go up on the so-called Temple Mount because the Muslims, you know, was going in Friday, and on Friday couldn't go because of the Sabbath. So I couldn't go up there, but I could go up on the Mount of Olives, which I gladly did. And anyhow, so I've been there, experienced it, and long story short, after giving it much thought, you know, it finally dawned on me that, you know, they never occupied the holiest places in Israel. In Jerusalem is East Jerusalem, you know, where the so-called Temple Mount is, although some say it's in the city of David and not where they say the, you know, the Western Wall is. That was actually Fort Antonia of the Romans. But that's a whole other conversation itself, which is quite fascinating. But the other temple would have been down where the Gihon Springs is, because they needed living water, which used to be a hydraulic spring. So it, you know, would have provided that up to the Temple Mount area. But again, I digress. And then the Mount of Olives also was where the red heifer sacrifice was done. And also on the other side of the Mount of Olives, you know, within a Sabbath day's journey, was where the Sanhedrin were and where most of the priests lived and all that. So if the people who say they are, why did they never try to take the whole point of being in Israel is in the holy sites? Why did they never occupy that particular area? And, you know, some will use the argument that, well, it's the third holiest site in Islam. Well, yeah, but it would be the number one holy site in Hebraism. So that argument just doesn't hold. And not only that, but the area where the Dome of the Rock is used to be a church. Can I hold
I'm gonna
over?
Hold you over. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back after the break.
May Thank gather you. Anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now man-
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. Please, folks, if you can, donate to RBN. Visit republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button. Or you can just send a check or money order payable to RBN. Sent to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Please donate. Keep voices like mine alive on the air. And you can comment or question, ask a question, call in. This is your show, folks, as much as it is mine. 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, and probably within the next, I'd say 24 to 72 hours, I plan on uploading a pretty comprehensive video that I created, you know, from scratch of this whole Israel-Hamas war, quote-unquote, and what it really means, what it is, and of course, it's really a war on the saints. So look out for that at bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry, and you can check out my work. And we have Ken still on the line. Please continue, Ken.
Hey, Chris. I kind of lost my train of thought, but the point I'm trying to make is that
if the so-called people who call themselves Israel today were legitimate, then they would have conquered East Jerusalem. They would have taken the Mount of Olives, and they would have thumbed their noses up at everybody and said, this is our number one holy place. We will do anything to take it and keep it. And
right.
That's never been done. They could have set up a tabernacle, you know, like they had in the beginning, and they haven't done that. And then, you know, built when they could build the temple. But in the meantime, use a tabernacle like they did in Moses' day and slightly thereafter.
It's not in them.
Right, and so it's all kind of interesting when you start looking at this from a purely theological perspective. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I have to, you know, admit my eschatological persuasion, and that is as a preterist. So I have some fundamental disagreements theologically, but I only say that not to convert anybody or to try to convince them of my position, because I believe everybody has to act and live upon what they're convinced of by the biblical narrative. And so I only say it so that when I mention certain things that they understand the context from what I'm talking about.
So
I don't fall for any of this nonsense that's going on, because as a preterist, I know that it can't possibly be just from that perspective alone. But, you know, it getting back to, you know, what they call themselves, they actually are Idumeans. I think it might be more properly pronounced Idumeans, but meaning that they were of Judea. They were not Judahites or of the house of Judah. And, you know, that's what southeastern Israel was. That was Edom. And, you know, that's where Herod had, you know, Masada built. And, you know, Herod was an Edomite. And,
of course.
So it's interesting that they, I digress. But the main point I'd like people to think about is the fact that they never took the area where the temple was, or supposedly was. And also that it's only been in the last couple hundred years that they started gathering at the so-called Western Wall and doing their head bobbing thing. You know, when Samuel Clemens went to Israel, to Jerusalem, you know, he described it as a barren wasteland and no discernible features whatsoever. And so, you know, there's just so many things that don't add up. Having said all that, I think it's a fantastic place to go because of the archaeological digs that they've uncovered more and more supporting evidence of the biblical narrative historically. Some things which were not historically provable, you know, even 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an interesting correlation between the changes they've made to the biblical narrative, you know, starting in the early 19th century, you know, and culminating in what we have today with all these several hundred different Bible versions. So it's all been on the attack, and so it's a asymmetrical attack on Christianity, you know, changing the history. And I made this comment on Fetzer's show yesterday, I think it was. He was talking about how they melted down the statue of General Lee. And I piggybacked on that and said, well, they're melting down all of biblical history. You know, they bombed the crud out of it in Iraq. They stole a lot of the artifacts. Same thing with areas of Afghanistan and Iran, Turkey, Syria, and now what if this becomes a full-fledged war in Israel and the rest of the archaeological evidence disappears? So I kind of think that's really what this is all about, is the eradication completely and totally of the Christian narrative. And I use air quotes when I say Christian, because the first followers were called people of the way and not Christians.
That's what I was saying. Yep.
So much to say, and I just have to paint with a broad brush and gloss over a lot of it, but it's total eradication. You know, they tried to change the Bible. They tried to change history. They tried to change archaeology. They tried to change contemporary, understandings. Oh, sounds like we're on a...
Yeah, I think we're on a break. I didn't
shut up.
No, I don't know. That's very strange. I didn't think we were on a break, but it just kind of went to one. Are we on a break? Glitch.
Yeah,
keep going. Sorry, Ken.
Bottom of the hour. I should have noticed the clock, but I was too busy. Had my eyes closed trying to keep my thought process, so I didn't
forget
what I was talking about. So anyhow, there's just so many things that if people would contemplate on some of these issues and then take another look at the biblical narrative. Now I remember. I'm really into studying the Maseroth, you know, mentioned in Job, and the intense perspective that the sun and the moon and the stars had in the old temple rites and everything. You know, you had the civil calendar was determined by the sun, the moon, the stars. The ecclesiastical calendar was determined by that. And if the people who say they are his people really were his people, then they would know about all of that. They would know the names of the stars. They would know the name of the Maseroth. And they would be bringing forth the Maseroth because it's absolutely essential in the concept of the old temple sacrifices and everything. And I find it's very hard to find information about that. There is a lot out there, but not at the level you would need in order to promote yourself as an ancient Hebrew or carrying over the ancient Hebrew to today. So just a number of things there for people to think about in terms of what's going on today. If they're still clinging to their Zionism and can't let it go, you know, how do they deal with these particular things? But
sure.
Thank you for letting me jabber now.
No, appreciate it. Lots of good points, lots of things to think about. I appreciate it, Ken. Yeah, he brought up the sun and the moon and all of this being written in the sky, in the heavens. God did that for a reason. That's the real calendar, folks. It's so man can't pervert it, like he perverts everything. God knows. He knows it all. It's predestination, folks. So these people are not going to celebrate God's holidays on the right time. You know, it's always going to be off. So these Jews, while they're mocking God and celebrating Rosh Hashanah and all these things, Hanukkah, Passover, they're making a mockery of it. And they never do it right because they are not his people. They are not the sheep of Israel. They do not hear his voice because the truth is not in them. Because they are of their father, the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning, a father of lies. John, chapter 8, verse 44. And I'm going to take your next call. We had some callers holding. I appreciate it. But I just want to finish it up with this. Jerusalem, okay, is an accursed city at this point. And he said that he wasn't going to bless it and keep it as a place for his people. He said it multiple times in his word. These Jews are just so legalistic. They don't follow the spiritual because they're dead spiritually. They are dead. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 14. I shall also do to this house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I shall cast you out of my presence, as I have cast out all your brothers, all the seed of Ephraim. And you do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I do not hear you. Are you listening? Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children are gathering wood, the fathers are lighting the fire, and the women are kneading their dough to make cakes for the kings of the heavens and to pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me. Is it me they are provoking? Declares Yahuwah God. Is it not themselves unto the shame of their own faces? Think about this. Then look at Psalms. We can look at Psalms chapter 78, verse 56. Yet they tried and rebelled against the Most High God and did not guard his witnesses, but they turned back and acted treacherously like their fathers. We've been disobedient, stiff-necked people, haven't we, Israel? They twisted like a treacherous bow, for they enraged him with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved images, their idolatry. When Elohim heard this, he was wroth and greatly despised Israel, and he left the dwelling place of Shiloh, the tent which he had set up among men, and he gave his strength into captivity and his comeliness into the hand of the enemy, the adversary. And he gave his people over to the sword, and he was wroth with his inheritance. He's a jealous God. And one more. Matthew. I was already reading from Matthew chapter 23. I read to you verse 15, which shows that these people following blindly, these Zionists, these controlled opposition groups, these Satanists, are twofold, the child of Gehenna, as those they're following. Well, later in that chapter, we go to verses 37 through 39, which reads, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who were sent to her. How often I wish to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chickens under her wings. But you would not. See, your house is left to you laid waste. And that was prophesied in Jeremiah, I believe. Anyhow, verse 39, for I say to you, from now on, you shall by no means see me until you say, blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahuwah, which is from Psalms 118. Jerusalem is not the place that we, God's people, need to be right now, is it? We came to the New Jerusalem, Zion, America. Thank you so much for holding. I apologize for the long wait. Let's take the next call, Caesar in New York. Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm better than yesterday, Chris. Chris.
Right.
Hamas, the Zionist boogeyman, is in reality a Zionist corporation registered in Israel in 1978. According to the ICT papers, Hamas was legally registered in Israel in 1978 under the auspices of Menachem Begin and by Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, who was a political disciple of Hassan al-Banna, puppet founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is an equally Zionist organization whose own origins were directly and fully funded by the Rothschild-Suez Canal Company from, I believe, 1928. Both organizations have masqueraded as Islamic. Muslim Brotherhood continues to do so. Hamas was massively and directly funded by Israel from its inception, at least until, I believe, 2012, and thereafter through Qatar. It initially widened its base of supporters and sympathizers by social work designed to win hearts, and continues to act for Israel as an excuse for Israel to bomb Gaza, test and showcase its weapons, and hold Gazians as blockaded prisoners in an open-air concentration camp. Your thoughts?
You're 100% correct. Yeah, I've been putting this into a video myself that I plan on releasing. You're absolutely correct. 100%. Yeah, it's Israeli created. It's a monster of Edomites.
I'm not as well-versed as you are on the paradigms, but as a humble guy, I know that it's a dog and pony show. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's the unseen hand of the magician. What they want to do is they want to wipe everybody off this planet, and this way there's no salvation.
That's right.
They want to build that temple. They want to build that Temple Mount because the Antichrist will rule the world government from that Solomon's Temple, which is going to be built on the Al-Aqsa Temple Mount.
Yeah, that's their plans for the third temple. Yeah, you're absolutely correct, sir.
1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness.
Amen.
They tell you what they're going to do. They tell you it's not like it's a secret. It's just that everybody's been programmed through the television and everybody is, you know. But they tell you what they're going to do. You know what's a good book for you to read, Chris? And you probably read it. It's called The Secret Wisdom of the Kabbalah. It's by J.F.C. Fuller. It's a very good book.
I haven't read that one, actually, but I will. Thank you. I've read many others.
You need to read that. You need to read that. There's a chapter in it that says, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is moral error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. This is Joel Goldsmith. So they tell you in these books, they tell you the paradigms, you know, and there's one book by, I believe it's called the Gnostic Wisdom of Jesus, the Gospel of Thomas. That's another good book to read. And they tell you there, they don't sugarcoat any of this. This is out in the open. It's there. It's just you have to be able to, you know, go beyond the smoke and the mirrors.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely, Caesar. Know your enemy.
This isn't rocket science.
Right. No, it's not. But it's just a matter of priorities and, you know, the intentions of man and who that man serves. For you cannot serve two masters. You cannot be double-minded. God will spit you out.
I mean, you know, listen, Chris, this is much, much deeper than any of these talk shows and any of this that we can, you know, cover. This is very deep, and there's so much here to understand, and you have to understand that the Bible is the book of legitimacy. You have to understand what the meanings are, and you have to know there's a lot of things that are there that they don't tell you. That the preachers who are basically they're prostitutes at the pulpit, they don't tell you the truth, you know, because the church is a 501c3 corporation. You go to That's church, right. and they don't teach you any truth. They don't tell you the truth. You know, everything is a lie. So you go there, and you basically waste your time. And you know, you don't know what the agenda is. And the agenda is that, you know, this country is being taken apart by design. And the former United States, lowercase, you know, the Constitution for the United States, not the Constitution of the United States, which is the corporation, has been overthrown. And the republic is no longer. You have these people now have taken over. Look at this guy, Biden. He wasn't elected. He was installed like a toilet. And this guy has destroyed this country and the little time that he's there. If he's there any much longer, there'll be nothing left. And all you got to do is you go back to, I think it was in 2012, where he gave a speech where Mayorkas was next to him, and he said that the United States would be overrun by illegal invaders. And what do you see today, and who is in charge?
Yep.
This is
our
an invasion.
They're encamped among us, just like the Bible said. Yep.
They don't even want to speak English no more. They come to this. Listen, Chris, I'm in the communist state of New York. They're giving illegal aliens $500 a night a room. Listen to me. They're giving them $2,200 a month Social Security. They're giving them security, right? They're giving them everything for free. We have our homeless sleeping in the streets, and where are they helping our homeless? They don't care about our homeless. It seems that the people that are Americans, they're not worth anything. It's these people that they're bringing in that they're giving them everything. They get everything. Everything.
Yeah.
They don't even speak English anymore. You go to the hospital and they say, oh, you know, I said to the woman, wait, I thought we was in America. She said, no, we're not. She said, we speak many languages in America. They have changed everything. These people that are coming here, Chris, I know you don't believe me. These Chinese are communists. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in anything. They need this land for them because there's so many of them. And you see them, they're taking over. And you have Maduro opened up the prisons with the mental patients. They're sending them all over here. We're getting nothing but the bottom of the barrel. These people hate this country. They hate what it stands for. They're only here because of the freebies, and that's all it is. This country is finished. It's done. I don't care what anybody tells me. This is not going to come back. This republic has been overthrown, and you have the barbarians inside the gate. As Colonel Don de Grand Prix told me in 2004 in Virginia on his ranch, it is a done day. I don't think we're going to get this back. I don't see anybody standing up to the tyranny. This is, it's gone. I mean, all you got to do is look. I mean, I can't even recognize the country. I came to New York in 66 from Florida because we lived in Florida. And when I came here, I'm in the Queens area. It was basically German, Irish, and Italian. The Greeks came later into Astoria. I can't recognize it no more. It's like nobody speaks English. I can't even recognize it. I mean, it's like unrecognizable. I don't even know where I am. It's like I'm in a fifth world country.
By design. You're right.
By design. And I don't know if you think I'm joking with you or not, but I'm dead serious.
Oh, I don't.
I see.
You're 100% correct. I know.
Yeah, it's done. This is, Chris, it's over. Listen, when I was a kid, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, you read the Bible in class. You did the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay? That's no more. There's no Pledge of Allegiance. There's no more Bible in class. It's nothing.
No, I know it. And we do have God, though. We need to be believers and trust and obey and guard his word and ask for his, you know, forgiveness, repent, and have salvation through Yahushua HaMashiach. Before I let you go, though, a caller did call in and ask if you had a source. I know you're correct in what you said, but do you have a link or anything you could give out for the Hamas information you were relaying?
Not really. I don't have a link for that. Okay. But, I mean, it's the ICT, I mean, it's there. I mean, you got to do is research.
I know.
In 78, they were incorporated. I mean, Chris, between you and
you're correct.
This stuff is out there. This stuff is not like a cult. It's out there. It's in the open. I mean,
yeah, there's
listen,
our...
if you research the Haaretz, the English version of the Haaretz, they put this stuff in their newspapers. Look, Chris, they say that that Israel is our ally. You tell me how they're our ally, the 1968 USS Liberty, the Beirut, the Levant affair, and let's move fast forward to 2000. These are our allies. Mm.
They're our enemies. Our mortal enemies.
Let's not forget Jonathan Pollard. The damage they did.
And I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. I'm going to jump to the next call, and I apologize. I know I probably won't get to everybody this week. Lots of good stuff from Caesar. I was trying to pull up quick links, and I can't get them at the tip of my fingers, but everything he said, I assure you, is the truth. Research Hamas honestly, objectively. and sincerely, and you will find the information. And I just want to read one quote, and I'll jump to the next caller, from Benjamin Netanyahu, circa 1990, from Fink's Bar. And this is from the Defense Intelligence Agency and quoted by attendees who were there and heard it in person. Quote, if we get caught, they will just replace us with persons of the same cloth. So it does not matter what you do. America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. Why? Because it is the will of God, and America is big enough to take the hit so we can do it again and again and again. This is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly and make them suffer for refusing to be our slaves. Isn't that nice? That's the Prime Minister of Israel, your buddy, Benjamin Netanyahu. Again, sorry for holding. We're going to go to the next caller, Patrick in Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Thanks, Chris. I'll make it quick. I don't want to take too much time. I totally agree with Caesar. He's definitely right. It's a corporation. It goes all the way down to the state level and in the little offices of the sheriff and all of that. They had to call it a state plan. It's well documented. We know that, but he done a good job. I want to say one thing, though, is like, you know, Noah had a good son, and he had a bad son. The bad son was Ham, and of course, with a black, and that spawned Canaan, with the Canaanites. The good son was Shem.
He wasn't black. I don't want to take from your point. We don't have much time. Please continue.
Okay, Shem was the Shemites, and out of that of Shem came a direct descendant of Shem, is Abraham, who was a temple priest. And Abraham, of course, spawned Isaac. So we are definitely of the Shemites, of the good side of Noah.
That's right.
And, I'll leave it there. You get the idea. Thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you. You're absolutely right. So really, in truth, these Jews are the biggest anti-Semites on the planet. It's hilarious. They're not Semitic. We are. They've inverted everything. They've stolen everything because this is their revenge on Jacob Israel. They are of Esau Edom. Thank you so much for calling, Patrick. Don't have much time left, but we're getting to the next caller, David in Massachusetts. Thank you for holding.
Chris. I'm not going to need too much time to in the New Testament, in the Book of Revelation, Jerusalem is, Jesus Christ said, spiritually speaking, it's Sodom in Egypt.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, David.
Yeah, but if I have another minute, that...
Just make it real quick. We're right at the end. I'm sorry. Hey, God bless you, David. God bless everybody out there. Go to God, folks. Go to God. Trust God.
By your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.